Welcome back to Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is straight ahead. Before we get to Soundbite of the Week, an email from Josh in Milwaukee regarding N.T. Wright and his comments on what's going on across the Atlantic with his fellow Anglicans in the Episcopal Church USA. Josh writes this, N.T. Wright reminds me of the classic British statesman who speaks the truth and isn't Mr. Wobbly, but still having too much reserve in explaining his concern. Other than some African bishops, I've never heard the borderline, if not already crossed the line, apostasy of the Episcopal Church leadership explained so succinctly. I agree with you there, Josh. He continues, considering how weak Anglicanism is in its home territory, and now the U.S., perhaps they should move Canterbury to somewhere in Africa where someone takes Anglicanism seriously. Don't think they haven't thought about it. Even Prince Charles has floated the idea of being known as the defender of the faiths rather than the defender of the faith. Just sad. I didn't know that. Yes, the monarch. He's not monarch yet, by the way. Mom's still alive. Queen Elizabeth is officially the defender of the faith. And the faith that they're talking about there is the Protestant Reformation in England, Anglicanism, from the 1500s. It is hard to get Anglicans to say that they're upset. They do get upset. Just watch what's happening in the Episcopal Church USA today. But it's hard to get them to say it. And it is refreshing to hear Bishop Wright just come out and say, it's wrong, this is dangerous, and the communion is broken. Thank you very much, Josh. I appreciate the email. It's time to play Soundbite of the Week. Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week is very simple. We have four soundbites that we have taken from this week's audio. We think they're interesting for one reason or another. We play the four for you, and then we ask you to vote on which you think is your Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We ask you to call 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727 or to email us, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Right here during the last 20 minutes of the program, and it is to only 20 minutes left, and tell us why your particular soundbite is the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We just keep a running tally of the votes, and at the end we announce which is the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Nothing more complicated than that. Listeners with the best reasons for voting for their soundbite get an Issues Etc. travel mug. We'll just send it to you absolutely free. You can either email us, issuesetc@kfuo.org, or you can give us a call here in the studio. We are coming to you live this Thursday, the 7th of December. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Rick Warren has been a subject on this program many times, and we often will pull audio from Rick Warren's teaching and preaching. This first soundbite comes from a sermon we recently reviewed on Issues Etc. of Rick Warren's. It was preached very recently, the 26th of November, I believe, at Saddleback Church at one of their Sunday evening services. The subject of the critics came up, and Rick Warren said this, applying, I think, 1 Timothy 1:4 to his critics.
And some people feel that their ministry is just to criticize other believers. And they all tend to be on the radio. Look at what the Bible says. Don't let people waste time in endless speculation over myths and spiritual pedigrees. In other words, fighting over little doctrinal details that really don't matter. For these things only cause arguments. They don't help people live a life of faith in God.
That's soundbite number one. And if it's your soundbite of the week, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or email us, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Here's soundbite number two, and I will address Warren's quotation or misquotation of 1 Timothy 1:4 in a minute. Soundbite number two comes from another sermon, this one from Pastor Bill Swirla. We reviewed this yesterday on Issues Etc. He was preaching on John the Baptist, and this is how he summarized much of John the Baptist's message.
In a word, his message, repent. Turn around. You're going the wrong way. Heaven's not the way you think it is. You think it's about works, don't you? It isn't. You think it's about earning God's favor, don't you? It isn't. You think it's about commandment keeping. You think it's about being purpose driven. You think it's about being successful. Repent. You're wrong. You're going in the wrong direction. You need a new change of mind. You need another way of thinking about God and about yourself. Don't try to bargain with John either. If you try to bring your good works to John, he'll throw them back at your face. Not good enough, he'd say. Repent. Repent of trying to earn God's favor with your measly works. If you bring your religion to John, he'll snarl and spit out a grasshopper leg and say, "To hell with your religion. Repent."
All right, that's soundbite number two, 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or issuesetc@kfuo.org. Here's soundbite number three. It comes from Greg Kokel. This week we talked with him about postmodernism, its view of the truth and belief. And near the end of the conversation, I asked him, what would you say to someone who says, "I'm a postmodern Christian"?
If he's saying that we can't know truth at all, then I'm going to have to say, well, then you're not a Christian. Because Jesus demands that you believe that he is the Messiah and that that is a feature of truth, not just guessing.
Quintessential Greg Kokel, is it your soundbite of the week? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, or issuesetc@kfuo.org. Here's the fourth and final for your consideration. It comes from Chris Roseborough. We were talking with him about the purpose-driven church movement. I asked, how do you think history will look back on the purpose-driven church movement?
When we look back on the purpose-driven movement 10, 20 years from now, should the Lord tarry, we will see that as a pivotal point at which the church, especially in America, slipped into obscurity and apostasy, really to a degree that we haven't seen. And everything will tie back to that's really where Bible-believing evangelicals unbuckled themselves from Scripture and literally sent the church off into a complete tailspin.
All right, that's soundbite number four. That's the last we got to play for you. Now it's time to vote and play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Which of these four is your soundbite of the week? Is it Pastor Rick Warren of Saddleback chiding radio hosts and other Christians for arguing over doctrine that doesn't matter and only divides? Is it Pastor Bill Swirla summarizing the message of John the Baptist? Is it Greg Kokel answering the question, can you be postmodern and be a Christian? Or is it Chris Roseborough, number four, on how history will look back on the purpose-driven church movement? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. It's Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this Thursday, December the 7th. Our in-studio email address, issuesetc@kfuo.org. And as usual, when you email during Soundbite of the Week, you got to email early. We get a lot of email after the show is over, and we can't count those votes on the air. issuesetc@kfuo.org. Let's go first to the phones, where Steve waits in his car. Steve, welcome.
How you doing?
Doing good.
Are you sure you're not having electrical problems?
No, this is mental problems. That's all that's going on here. It's just mental problems. And it's just one of those rare occasions, Steve, where the chaos that ensues behind the microphone actually made it out past the microphone. It very rarely happens, but it did happen this time. Nothing to worry about, though.
It's a good thing you don't have a webcam.
That's not the reason we don't have a webcam. The reason we don't have a webcam, there's two reasons. One, Jeff is not very well behaved. Okay, if anybody knows anything about Jeff, they know this already. Number two, Wilkin is not well dressed, and generally, and depending on the season, sometimes in the summer, I'm hardly dressed. So that's why we don't have a webcam. And look, me hardly dressed, not a pretty sight, not even on the internet. Did you have a soundbite you wanted to vote for, Steve?
Yeah, Rick Warren.
And why?
Well, Rick Warren, I pulled the Bible passage up. Not only did Rick Warren also completely misquote Scripture, he completely misapplied it.
Yeah,
and, he, and so,
He got a twofer there, didn't he?
Oh, he did a twofer. The other ones make perfectly good sense, but I think Rick Warren's good for the soundbite of the week just because of the fact that he misquotes it, so it must come out of the Message Bible, and then he misapplies it.
All right, thank you very much, Steve. I appreciate your vote. What about the rest of you? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Steve votes for the Rick Warren soundbite number one because it's illustrative of what Rick so often does. He misquotes, and then he misapplies. Nicely put, Steve. By the way, he was voting from the New Living Translation, which, as far as I can tell, is not a translation, but a very loose paraphrase. And the paraphrase that he quotes from actually isn't so bad, but his application of it. Here's what it actually reads, and then we'll go back to the phones. The verse he quoted actually reads, "Tell people not to devote themselves to myths and endless genealogies which promote speculation rather than the stewardship from God that is by faith." And he said that means don't argue about little doctrinal details that don't matter and only divide people. They don't matter. They don't help anybody. I wonder what doctrinal details he's talking about. The Trinity? Christians argue about that all the time. The Lord's Supper? Details. Details! He's not a details guy, especially when it comes to doctrine. I wonder what kind of doctrinal details he means when he obviously wants to argue over some details, like the five purposes of the purpose-driven life. Those are doctrines he doesn't mind taking a stand on. I don't know what others he considers minor.
With the Trinity, the baptism, the Lord's Supper, conversion, justification, sanctification, would they be considered myths that we should
Well, they're, look, according to the way he's applied, they are either myths or their endless speculation on genealogies. So, since none of those doctrines have anything to do with genealogies, they must be myths. It's good to know where Warren stands on this. 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Ann calls from Crestwood. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hi, Todd. I'm for Pastor Swirla. He's really spitting that sermon out at us. And as a Lutheran, I am finding out what a sinner I am. And that's necessary. He does it quite well, I think. You're sitting there thinking about your sin, and we just need to do that more.
Thank you very much, Ann, and thanks for playing Soundbite of the Week. And look, all Swirla did was he didn't say anything else than what John the Baptist said. That's what made it such a good sermon. Okay, let's hear him again real quick. Soundbite number one is Rick Warren discussing misquoting and then misapplying 1 Timothy 1, verse 4.
And some people feel that their ministry is just to criticize other believers. And they all tend to be on the radio. Look at what the Bible says. Don't let people waste time in endless speculation over myths and spiritual pedigrees. In other words, fighting over little doctrinal details that really don't matter. For these things only cause arguments. They don't help people live a life of faith in God.
That's soundbite number one. Here's soundbite number two, Pastor Bill Swirla, summarizing the message of John the Baptist.
In a word, his message, repent. Turn around. You're going the wrong way. Heaven's not the way you think it is. You think it's about works, don't you? It isn't. You think it's about earning God's favor, don't you? It isn't. You think it's about commandment keeping. You think it's about being purpose driven. You think it's about being successful. Repent. You're wrong. You're going in the wrong direction. You need a new change of mind. You need another way of thinking about God and about yourself. Don't try to bargain with John either. If you try to bring your good works to John, he'll throw them back at your face. Not good enough, he'd say. Repent. Repent of trying to earn God's favor with your measly works. If you bring your religion to John, he'll snarl and spit out a grasshopper leg and say, "To hell with your religion. Repent."
That's soundbite number two. Do you want to play three and four as well, Jeffy? All right, let's play Greg Kokel on what he would say if someone called themselves a postmodern Christian.
If he's saying that we can't know truth at all, then I'm going to have to say, well, then you're not a Christian, because Jesus demands that you believe. believe that he is the Messiah and that that is a feature of truth, not just guessing.
That's soundbite number 3-505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, and number 4, Chris Roseborough, on how he believes history will view the purpose-driven church movement.
When we look back on the purpose-driven movement 10, 20 years from now, should the Lord tarry, we will see that as a pivotal point at which the church, especially in America, slipped into obscurity and apostasy, really to a degree that we haven't seen. And everything will tie back to that's really where Bible-believing evangelicals unbuckled themselves from Scripture and literally sent the church off into a complete tailspin.
All right, that's soundbite number 4. One vote so far for Rick Warren, soundbite number 1. One vote for soundbite number 2, Pastor Bill Swirla, on the message of John the Baptist. I want to hear from the rest of you, 505-7850. Only 7 minutes for you to vote, 1-800-730-2727. You can email us, but do it now, issuesetc@kfuo.org. And to those with the best reasons for choosing their soundbite of the week, we are giving away an Issues Etc. travel mug. We'll give away more than one Issues Etc. travel mug if the comments are good enough. AJ in Sykeston writes this. Hi, guys. Are you kidding? The Rick Warren quote is classic skewing of Holy Scripture, classic dumbing down of Christian doctrine, etc. I guess his vote is for soundbite number 1? Okay. We'll give another one to Rick Warren here. So that's 2 for soundbite number 1, Rick Warren, and 1 for soundbite number 2, Pastor Bill Swirla. Ellen calls from Chesterfield. Hi, Ellen.
Oh, good evening, Pastor. You know, that soundbite number 4, that one really kind of grabbed me when he said that the purpose-driven church could end up being the future apostate church, because they're really beginning and they're getting more into this. They're starting to focus a lot on social gospel and works, and they're the future liberals. I mean, the liberal church is now the way they started out way back, you know, what, 50, 75, 100 years ago. They were scriptural, and as soon as they start getting into the social gospel instead of just staying with the scripture, where the focus is the social gospel, they end up where they are today.
Ellen, thank you very much. Her vote is for soundbite number 4. Playing soundbite of the week. Matt calls from Florida. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Todd. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
It's a tie for me, but I think I'm going to break it by saying number 4.
Okay, and why so?
Oh, because it's Chris Roseborough and Greg Kokel both, that's my tie, are actually, they're being prophetic for the church, just like the previous caller was talking about. It starts with, we can't know anything that's true, so what can we see that's true? Oh, well, our works are true, so that's the direction they're going to head.
All right, Matt, thank you very much. He's voting for number 4. That makes it a tie between soundbite number 1, Rick Warren, soundbite number 4, Chris Roseborough. Responding to Rick Warren, Christy calls from her car. Hi, Christy.
Hi, I just had to vote for number 4 also.
And why is that?
And I guess Rick Warren, I mean, for example, the first one was just one example of so many dumbing down of a purpose-driven type church today, and as a Lutheran, I guess I'm just so, you know, we stick to the doctrine and the theology, and it's so important, and so I just had to vote for number 4.
All right, thank you very much, Christy, and thanks for listening. I think Christy's a first-time caller. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. John writes from Georgia, Rick Warren is my soundbite of the week. Let me mark that down, thank you. The details he seems to leave out is what Jesus has done for you. I've been to many motivational business talks, and they are all about how I can be better in business and life. I don't need Rick's church to be motivated. I need the church to proclaim the gospel. I need a savior, writes John. Good reason for voting for soundbite number 1. That brings it 3-3, soundbite number 1 and soundbite number 4. This one comes from Kate in Japan. She said, I spent 20 years in a cult, and in that cult, we gave up all sin. Drugs, drinking, smoking. We marched for abstinence. We worked for the family. We gave all our money and time for poor people in Africa. For God, we said. After becoming a Christian, I knew that I had to repent for my wrong belief about Jesus as taught by the Reverend Moon. But I never realized until I heard Pastor Swirla that I needed to repent for those good works. It just never hit me like that. He gave me a lot to think about, writes Kate. And Kate, thank you for listening in Japan and for playing Soundbite of the Week. That's another one for Pastor Swirla. Lynn calls from St. Charles. Hi, Lynn.
Hi. My vote's for Bill Swirla, and I'll never see John the Baptist the same again. The guy's standing there pulling a grasshopper leg out of his mouth, but he nails it. He absolutely nails it. And I think in light of the other three, I really like all three of the, all four of the soundbites put together. But the thing that I would always have to come back to is the truth of what Bill Swirla says, that our really only hope is in realizing our utter dependency on Jesus.
Thank you so much, Lynn. Let's see. This one comes from David in Santa Barbara, California. He says, I voted for soundbite number one. That's the Warren. Warren openly demonstrates his inability to let Scripture interpret itself. The verse previous to 1 Timothy 1:4 urges the teaching of pure doctrine. You're right. Context is king. When you pull it out of context, boy, do you go wrong. Rick Warren's quote illustrates how easily one can let his emotion and bias affect the way he reads and interprets Scripture. The prayer we Christians must continually say is that our Lord will help us discern truth from error. 1 Timothy 1:3. David, thank you very much. Now, that's four for Rick Warren, three for Chris Roseborough, number four, and three for Bill Swirla. I'm going to let Buzz vote. Buzz, which was yours? Come on.
I'm going to make it a tie. I like Bill Swirla.
Oh, Bill Swirla. It's got a
two-way
tie. Jeffy, you're going to break the tie between Rick Warren misquoting and then misapplying a passage of Scripture, actually taking out of context, misquoting and then misapplying, or Pastor Bill Swirla on the message of John the Baptist.
Oh, Swirla, no doubt.
No doubt. That's your soundbite of the week?
Absolutely.
All right. That makes soundbite of the week. We'll have to call Bill and tell him that he won soundbite of the week with that little snippet from his sermon on John the Baptist's message of repentance. He got five votes. There were four for Rick Warren. And there were three for Chris Roseborough. I'm going to send a mug to John, to David, and to Lynn. I believe two of those were emailers, and one of them was a caller. You all get an Issues Etc. travel mug for playing Soundbite of the Week. Now, if you want to hear the entire conversation with Chris Roseborough tomorrow on the Purpose-Driven Church Movement, that'll be your opportunity. 2 hours with Chris Roseborough tomorrow on Issues Etc., discussing the Purpose-Driven Church Movement, its future, its past, its present. And the callers to that conversation were quite remarkable, but you'll have to listen tomorrow to find out why. Then Sunday night on Issues Etc., that's live Sunday night from 10 to 11 on 91.5 FM here in St. Louis, Dr. Ron Rhodes will be our guest. We're going to talk about ghosts, mediums, and psychic phenomena with Ron Rhodes Sunday night on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. For a free audio copy of this hour of Issues Etc., please visit the audio archive section at KFUO.org. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of AM 850 KFUO. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.